take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
All right, everybody, welcome to Auto Talk. Glad you're with us this Saturday. I want to let you know that this is a pre-recorded show, so unfortunately we won't be able to take any calls, but we are happy to answer your questions via my email. Just jump on at Dave at Murphy's Auto Care, and I'll get you any answers you may need. We have a very, very exciting, I think, and special show set up today. But before I jump into that, I just want to let everybody know the sponsors that bring Auto Talk to you each and every Saturday. So right off the top, I want to say thank you to BG Products, BG Chemicals and Cleaning Products. We use them. They truly are the professional's choice in the automotive service industry. So thank you, BG Products, for sponsoring this episode of Auto Talk. I also want to say thanks to Mike's Car Wash, four great locations in the Miami Valley. And, of course, we have one in Beaver Creek, two in Centerville, and now a new one in New Lebanon, Ohio. So thank you, Mike's Car Wash. If you are interested in finding out more about Mike's Car Wash, just go to mikescarwash.com. Also, KOI Auto Parts. We've been using KOI Auto Parts. They've been our partner for automotive professional parts for many, many years here in the Miami Valley as well as in the Cincinnati area. But we want to say thank you to KOI for sponsoring Auto Talk each and every Saturday. And certainly last but not least, I want to say thank you to the Goodwill Auto Auction, the Dayton Goodwill Auto Auction. You know, we've had a tremendous partnership with these folks. It's a wonderful organization. They help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents each and every year through over 40 programs. And those programs are sponsored by your donations. So if you have a vehicle of any type, car, truck, motorhome, bus, boat, consider donating it to the Goodwill Auto Auction if you no longer need it. It's very simple. Go to goodwillautodayton.com, check it out, hit the donate button, and everything will be done seamlessly for you. So thank you to the Goodwill Dayton Auto Auction. All right, as I mentioned, we have a very, very special program. And of course, I'm Dave Murphy. I'm your host each and every Saturday, along with my wife, Jan. We are the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. But today we're going to focus on a very special event being held at James Free Jewelers coming up on September the 18th. And we'll go into the details of that, but I first want to introduce two gentlemen that are with us because this is a special event to feature the Ferrari Club of America, I believe, correct? Yes. And so I have Eric with me and I have Michael, and both of these gentlemen are longtime Ferrari owners, and I want to welcome you both to Auto Talk today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad to have you both here. We got a lot to talk about, and I thought what we should do first is run in and talk a little bit about the event. You guys are both very versed in it. You've been doing this for several years. And this event, again, is at the James Free Jewelers in Dayton on Far Hills, correct?
Correct.
Can you tell us what either one of you jump in and let us know the times, what's going to go on, and just how much fun is going to be for everybody?
Well, we're going to run the event on the 18th. The cars will cruise in. The cars will show up in a rally-style formation at 9:30 to get here at 10 o'clock. Between that time, depending how long the rally is.
Okay.
So we try to queue them up somewhere around Dayton, do a little rally around town, get here between 9:30 and 10 o'clock.
Okay. Gotcha. And how many vehicles do you think you're going to see? Should people expect to see, I should say?
Usually we see at least a minimum of 15, maybe up to 20. Okay. Just depends on the weather and the interest from our members, but usually we get a really good turnout.
Okay. Well, lots going on here at James Free. They do this every other year here in the Dayton market?
Yes, every other year.
And what type, who's the fundraiser that they're working with this year?
The Arthritis Foundation, who we've been partnering with for a number of years. There'll be two ways to donate to the Arthritis Foundation. James Free Jewelry donates a piece of jewelry that is raffled off.
Wonderful.
So thanks to their generosity, we appreciate that. And we will also have, for the first time at this location, a radio-controlled car track set up. And for $5 a try, you can see how well you do versus the clock. And there will be prizes for three different groups.
That is going to be exciting. That really will be. So Arthritis Foundation is going to be the benefactor of this event. Of course, a lot of folks will be here. I think those that come and get to see the cars are the ones that also will really benefit from it because it's going to be a beautiful array. Can you give us an idea of what years will these vehicles range from?
Generally from the 60s up to the most recent models.
Okay.
So you've got 2018s all the way down to 1965 or so.
Okay, that's going to be a really nice array then of vehicles to get into. Let's talk a little bit about Ferraris. We were, of course, we were speaking outside earlier,
yes.
Eric, in regards to one of the cars you brought today.
Yes.
And it's a, what year was that?
Yeah, it's a 2011 Ferrari 458 Italia.
Okay. And so modern technology on that vehicle.
Absolutely.
And so that's one of the things that we find, you know, that we're so intrigued by in our businesses. And I think it's what gets us excited every day to go to work is the amount of technology we get to have our hands on, learning and seeing how it all integrates. And when I think of a Ferrari, Michael, I have to tell you, I kind of think of your vehicle. Can you tell everybody what you drove today?
I have a 1990 Testarossa.
Okay.
Kind of. Does not have any new technology. Power brakes, that's it.
Okay. Electronic ignition, I'm sure it has on it.
Yes.
All right, right?
More or less.
And a fuel injection system.
It does.
Mechanically
it,
controlled.
Mechanical, K-jectronic.
Gotcha. But still a fun, dependable car to drive.
Absolutely.
Now yours, on the other hand, is going to be all processor control.
All electronic, paddle shift, right. Everything is power brakes, power steering, everything.
Okay.
But people will argue that Michael's car is more engaging to drive because as you shift, you're part of the car.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So there's an argument on either side, and it's down to personal preference, what you like better.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, as I saw both of them when I came in this morning, I'm driving my Chevy truck in, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed to pull this thing in here with these guys. But not really.
We're the welcoming group.
Yeah,
everything is welcome.
Well, thank you very much. And I think that's what we want listeners to know, is that on September the 18th, here from 10 until 2, everyone is welcome. And
absolutely.
To come and see these beautiful, beautiful pieces of art that are mechanical pieces of art that you guys drive them all the time, right? They're not just garage
yes.
cleans.
They don't melt in the rain.
Good.
They do, however, stay in the garage most of the winter. But we mm-hmm. drive them in the mm-hmm. rain. We drive them, you know, throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I track mine.
Okay.
So that thing's been on a track that probably 7-8 tracks around the country.
That's got to be the best part of having that car, right?
It is amazing.
Get it out and get it on the track.
Yes.
So, well, let's talk a little bit, because I'm just curious. You mentioned one of the vehicles might be as new as a 2018 that will be here.
Yes.
Is that the most current vehicle that you can get from them? Are there 2020s available?
Yes.
Okay.
2021s. People okay. have F8s, which is the latest that
okay.
people are taking delivery of right now. One of our members up in Cleveland just got one 2 months ago.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what would be the wait time right now to get a Ferrari? I guess what I'm really curious about, has the pandemic that we've gone through globally had that much impact on a totally hand-built car?
Some, yes. I mean, it used to be up to 3 years, and now it's 6 months to 18 months, depending on which model you're asking for.
Okay.
And what options you want.
Right.
If
right.
you have a lot of options, it might take a little longer.
Interesting. Very interesting. Ferrari dealer. Where's a Ferrari dealer? Closest one.
The closest one is in Columbus, in Dublin, Ohio, Midwestern Auto Group.
Okay.
There are local Ferrari dealer.
Okay.
And they sponsor the club.
So is the buying experience for Ferrari, do you feel it's, for many years to come, going to always stay with a dealership where you go in, you have a relationship with people, or do you think it'll move to an online purchase where you just...
No, it'll be the hands-on experience. They have the dealership network set up, and mm-hmm. you can order a number of options through the dealers, but if you are one of those really lucky clients, you can go to the TaylorMade shop that they have in New York and custom order just about every single thing your little heart desires.
Wow, wow. What a unique purchasing experience. You know, the pandemic has just been, I mean, it's changed the automotive industry and so many other industries, you know, mm-hmm. maybe forever. As you drive around town, you see all the other car dealerships, they're down to just basically offering used vehicles. That's all they can get their hands on for the most
yeah,
part.
True.
So interesting. And what we're seeing, you know, and talking to those manufacturers, reps that we see, is they're telling us it still may be a year before inventories of ordinary everyday driving vehicles get back to normal. Yet it doesn't sound like it's really affected that level of exotic car.
It has to a degree, but not to the degree that the big manufacturers have felt.
Certainly a very different market, obviously. So if you wanted to buy a used Ferrari, where would someone go to do that? And how would that process be like?
Well, you can go to an authorized Ferrari dealer to buy a used Ferrari.
Okay.
But there are Ferraris available on the online platforms as well as used car dealers around the areas.
Okay.
So you're not restricted to just a Ferrari dealer like you are with a new Ferrari.
Okay. So let's
say... The Bible is Ferrari Market Letter. And that is a listing of all the Ferraris that people submit to that publication.
Okay.
And it comes out every other week. And it lists Ferraris in very good shape, typically. That's kind of their clientele.
Or if you're a member of the Ferrari Club of America, there's an online sales listing on their website.
Interesting.
That members sell their cars on.
Well, let's say that someone goes to either one any of these sites and they find the car they want, and it's, of course, somewhere else in the country. The car needs to be assessed, appraised, typically, you know, before they're going to lay down that kind of money.
Pre-purchase inspection.
Absolutely, a pre-purchase inspection. Something we do all the time at Murphy's Auto Care, our locations, but certainly not on Ferraris. That's not our forte. How does someone go about getting that done? Are there experts in areas, or is it typically the recommendation, take the car to a Ferrari dealer, have it inspected to get an assessment?
You can do it that way, and that's highly recommended. But yes, there are experts who work for the Ferrari dealers that are willing to travel around the world, actually.
Interesting.
And will evaluate your car. And then there's some international experts for the older cars, and they will travel any place you want them to travel and make an evaluation of your car.
That's probably what I should aspire to as I retire. Hang out with you guys a little bit more.
Absolutely.
Learn these cars.
Yes.
And then travel all around the world and assess these cars. That sounds like it would be a really amazing job. So, but one of the things I thought we ought to maybe run back to a little more, this event again here at the James Free Jewelers Dayton is again September the 18th, Saturday. We're hoping for great weather. Hopefully it's going to be a nice typical fall Saturday.
I have a feeling the weather will be fantastic.
Yeah. I already checked the 10-day forecast.
It looks like
it's 24% chance of rain that day, so we should be good.
That's perfect, because that just means it'll rain somewhere else on
exactly.
Sunday. That's right. Right.
So when we have the event in Dayton, it rains in Cincinnati.
Perfect. That's
vice
great.
Vice versa.
That
Which
is
happened
good.
Today, because I drove up to from Cincinnati, and it was raining there.
Really? Well, you know, I noticed your car, you couldn't tell it. So apparently there's some kind of coating on it that it sheets off.
That is my wife's work. She makes it look pretty. I make it run well.
That's great. That's great. So, do either of you work on your own cars?
I do.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
So
everything but automatic transmissions, and I've never had an automatic transmission Ferrari or really many automatic transmission cars, period.
Okay, so is your vehicle maybe a 6-speed
or
is
it's
it 5-speed? Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
It was designed in the early 80s. It was in production from 84 to 80 to 91.
Okay.
And back in those days, 5-speeds were a big deal.
So I got to ask you, what's the top speed on that car?
181 to 184.
Okay, and you mentioned you've been on the track, so you've probably been at Mid-Ohio and a lot of other tracks around.
Fastest I've had it was at Watkins Glen, between 150 and 160.
Other cars on the track when you were doing it?
Yep, passed me doing about 200. Felt like I was standing still.
Oh my goodness. A couple of my friends that also take their vehicles to the track have had those experiences, and it's just... I'd love to be in the passenger seat, you know. Or I don't know that I want to get the wheel there at that point.
Well, you could come to our track day. We have it, you know, usually the first Friday in August, and I'm sure you can get a ride.
I'd love to do that. We're going to run to a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with these two gentlemen. We're going to talk a little more about the Ferrari event at James Free Jewelers. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. This is an Ask the Expert weekend on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, your host here each and every Saturday on Auto Talk. Again, excuse me, we're going to jump right back into this interview with Michael and, I'm sorry,
Eric.
I apologize, Eric. Glad to have you here with me. I've gotten to know you a little bit, and I'm just a bit forgetful about
the names. That's
but
okay.
It's probably the excitement of all the cars here. So we were, while we were on the break, folks, we were just talking about two things we really, really wanted to chat about before we finish up here today. And one was that if you come to the event at James Free Jewelers, you have an opportunity to win a ride in a Ferrari, right?
You do.
If Michael, if you would talk about that, we'd appreciate it.
It's for the benefit of the Arthritis Foundation and goes to the highest bidder.
Okay.
You have two choices. You can ride in the Testarossa with me on country roads for an hour, or you can ride in my Aston Martin at Mid-Ohio for a session on track. It's their choice.
That seems like worth the donation, I think.
It is,
I mean,
yes.
Absolutely.
Everybody has been very happy with their choice. I've had them pick the countryside option, and I've had them pick the track option, and every winner has been quite pleased.
I'll bet. Either way, it would be exciting and thrilling, especially for folks that, you know, may never get to do that.
Yep.
So it's got to be a lot of fun. Okay, so what do they have to do to get that opportunity?
Come here and buy a raffle ticket.
Okay.
Or buy a bunch of raffle tickets.
Raffle tickets are how much? I think they're very reasonable.
$10, I think, was the last price that I saw.
Yeah, I think that's well worth it for a ride in a car like that, especially with someone that's so experienced like yourself. Absolutely.
I've got about 30,000 track miles. So
oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And a lot of it at high speed. So pretty good. Good deal. Well, one of the other things, too, we wanted to talk about, Eric, you wanted to mention how, you know, the Ferrari Club of America is open really to anyone.
Yeah, joining the Ferrari Club of America, you don't need to own a Ferrari.
Okay.
You just need to have the enthusiasm and be a fan of the mark. If you go to FerrariClubofAmerica.org, on the homepage, there's a join or renew tab. It takes about 5 minutes. You can join the club. And once you join the club, you'll automatically become part of the Ohio chapter. And we have about 30 events over the course of the year that you can come to.
Okay.
We have everything from overnight rallies to socials to dinners, just to quick get-togethers. But it's a great opportunity to meet like-minded people. Most of them do own Ferraris, but there are a few that don't. But they have the enthusiasm and they just enjoy being a car guy. Car guy or car gal. Doesn't matter.
How many members are in the Ohio chapter?
We have about 190. In the Ohio, with Kentucky, we're Ohio/Kentucky, but we have about 190 members.
How often do you meet?
Well, like I said, we have about 30 events per year all around the state. Some in Cleveland, Toledo, Columbus, Cincinnati, Kentucky.
Okay.
It varies where we meet and what we do, but we have, like I said, socials, rallies, track days, dinners, just all across the board. So you could pick what you like to do and join your friends when you like to do what you do.
Perfect. That sounds well worth it. Like someone should really consider that, especially if they want to get to know these cars.
It is.
And some great people, most of all.
Some great people. You can join the club on your phone. You can do it all online. It's simple. It takes 5 minutes.
Perfect. Okay.
And we have tech sessions for the people who want to learn how to work on them.
Oh, wow. Seriously?
Yes.
Well, then we're going to have you guys back on Auto Talk, and we're going to talk about...
Okay.
We'll do that. We'd love to have you back.
Sounds good.
We'll talk about how to maintain your Ferrari. You know what I mean? So I think if you can do that, you can maintain your Chevrolet or your Ford. So I think so. Absolutely. Folks, this has been an incredible day here on Auto Talk. Sorry about the short session, but UD's got to play football today. So hopefully they do, and hopefully they win. I just real quickly want to say thank you to Eric. Thank you to Michael for being here. Most of all, get out next Saturday on the 18th. Come down to James Free Jewelers here in Dayton and check out these beautiful, beautiful vehicles. Meet these two gentlemen and everyone else that's with their cars. And take care of, you know, having some fun with your kids at the event and support the Arthritis Foundation. Thanks very much. Have a great, safe weekend.
You're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. This is an Ask the Expert weekend on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Auto Talk this afternoon. So glad you're joining us here on the second half hour of Auto Talk. If you were joining us in the first half hour, hopefully enjoyed the conversation with two gentlemen from the Ferrari Club of America. And I'm going to talk about that real briefly, but I just want to reintroduce us, myself, let you know, I'm Dave Murphy, along with my wife, Jan. We are the owners and your hosts each and every week right here on Auto Talk. And we so appreciate you joining us each and every Saturday from noon until 1 here on WHIO on Auto Talk. We've been doing the show now for over 5 years with you, and we have certainly enjoyed every minute of it, and we thank you for that. Like I said, we are the owners of Murphy's Auto Care. We are in Beaver Creek, been there almost 30 years, and we're also now in Centerville, carrying on another long tradition there. And we're right downtown in Centerville at 100 North Main Street to serve you and your family in the Centerville, Springboro, Kettering area. We're out in Beaver Creek. Our address is 3815 Dayton Xenia Road. And I think everybody out there knows us. We've been right there on Dayton Xenia Road for, like I said, almost 30 years. Our phone number in Beaver Creek is simple. It's 426-AUTO. That's 426-2886. Our phone number in Centerville is 433-0141. And if I got that right, anyways, just look us up online. Go to murphysautocare.com anytime. It's easy. You can just click on either one of the locations. You can schedule any vehicle you have in for service, because we are a full service, all makes, all models. We like to call it the dealer alternative. And many of our customers tell us that, because they actually bring us all of their vehicles instead of one to the dealer here and one to another dealer, because it's just a different brand. It's just much easier, and we pride ourselves on being convenient. That's what you'll find at Murphy's Auto Care. If you haven't met us yet, go online, murphysautocare.com, check us out, see who we are. Most of all, stop by and say hello, have a cup of coffee with us, and get to know us. We'd look forward to that. Okay, well, again, thank you for joining us here on Auto Talk. This half hour, we are going to dive into a lot of different topics, but like I started out here at the beginning of this session, just wanting to say thanks again. Hopefully you all caught the first half hour. We were really featuring a very, very cool event, especially if you are a lover of all things exotic when it comes to sports cars, specifically Ferraris. That's going to be next weekend, September the 18th, coming to the James Free Dayton location, which is on James Free Jewelers, Dayton, Ohio. That is on, I believe, Far Hills Avenue, just to the south of the Dorothy Lane-Far Hills intersection. You want to check it out, especially if you love Ferraris. We're going to see Ferraris there from over probably a 40-year span, probably 15 to 20, maybe more Ferraris, and with a lot of very welcoming owners, happy to walk you around their vehicle, tell you the stories, teach you about their cars. And in addition to this, this is an event done every other year by the James Free Dayton Jewelers Group, and it's going to run from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., and you want to get there, because they're going to have some really, really, it's free to the public. They do have some fun raffles they're going to do. They're going to be giving away a choice of either an hour in a country road drive in one of these Ferraris. I believe Michael Kelly, who was our guest, will be driving. He is a professional driver. I'm sure it'll be a tremendous experience. You can buy those raffle tickets. I believe they're $10 a piece. Buy as many as you want. It's well worth it. The other option you'll have is a half an hour on the Mid-Ohio race course, also with Michael Kelly in his Aston Martin. So it's a great opportunity. You get to go out, you help people, but most of all, those funds, that raffle will be supporting the Arthritis Foundation. So our hats are off to James Free Jewelers in Dayton, along with the Ferrari Club of America. If you did miss that, that will also be a podcast coming up here probably by tomorrow on WHIO and our website, because you're going to check it out. Had two great guests. One of them was Eric Hirsch, also a Ferrari owner. He is the current president of the Ferrari Club of America Ohio chapter. A lot to catch up there. You might want to go to their website and check them out as well. And Michael Kelly, thank you both of you gentlemen for being on the show. And folks, if you have any other questions about that, feel free. Also, just email me, Dave at Murphy's Auto Care. I'd be happy to answer your questions or get you answers on that. So we're going to dive in here to all things auto talk as well. Always, always things happening in the shop at Murphy's Auto Care, and of course, in most shops around the country. And I think that's one of the things that we enjoy the most here, is sharing what we see on a day-to-day basis with all of you, our listeners out there as well. And I get a tremendous amount of feedback from you, and I appreciate that, and thank you. So keep those emails coming, those phone calls coming, whatever way you want to communicate with me. One of the things top on my list I wanted to chat with you about is just something simple like filters, okay? We all know about engine air filters. We know about cabin air filters. Some older vehicles still have transmission filters inside the transmission pan area, which is around the valve body. There's other a couple other filters. You may find fuel filters on some vehicles. We're moving rapidly. We have been moving away from fuel filters on vehicles that are actually serviceable. Most vehicles actually have what's called a lifetime fuel filter now that's actually in the fuel tank, and that's been that way for a long time. If you drive a diesel, of course, that's a different animal. You're going to have a couple of filters there. My point about filters is, excuse me, is that I wanted to just remind everybody, you know, a lot of times when we're doing our normal service on a vehicle, and we're always doing a digital courtesy vehicle inspection so that people understand what we see. We share that digitally, meaning we take a lot of photographs, usually 30 to 40 photographs we share with you. But many times filters will be in those photographs. As a matter of fact, they're always in the group of photographs. And many, many times some of those filters are clearly dirty, needing replacement. Yet many times motorists choose not to replace them, feeling that they can go do that themselves. And yes, they can. It's certainly a DIY service in some cases. Pardon me. But one of the things that I want you to keep in mind is purchasing a low-cost filter typically means you're purchasing a low-quality filter. So when you're at your service provider and they tell you a cabin air filter or an engine air filter needs to be replaced, and they can show you and you certainly agree with that, I would recommend that you consider having it done then, but ask them about the quality of the filter they're going to use. It needs to always be an original equipment equivalent, or what we call OE equivalent brand. And some of the really good brands of filters out there are like Wix, always a great brand, or original equipment, AC Delco, Motorcraft, Mopar, Toyota, Honda, all of them have original equipment branded filters. Now there's other aftermarket brand filters, but unfortunately we see this. There's also less expensive cost options, and this happens at all of the big box or even parts stores. And sometimes what we hear from our customers is that the parts counter person is so focused on, they think saving you money by offering you a lower quality product, which they don't realize it is what they offer. And folks, there's no free lunch, all right? A good quality filter that will actually properly filter whatever it's supposed to filter, whether it's air, fuel, oil, the air you breathe being the cabin air filter, is really, really worth the extra money. So please, please don't shortcut on filters. Poor quality air filters ruin mass airflow, okay? Mass airflow sensors is what I meant to say. A mass airflow sensor is an expensive component in your car. It will cause drivability issues. It will cause poor fuel mileage. It will set check engine lights. And in many cases, it's all the result of a poor quality air filter or not being installed properly. So it's really probably worth it, is my point here. If you're out and you're having your car serviced, if they're skilled, capable, certified, qualified mechanics, they offer good, high quality, professional quality parts, we would recommend that you have that service at that point in time, because you're going to be saving money versus not doing the service versus now spending your time to go buy this part versus putting that part in and hopefully getting it done correctly. So give that consideration. The value of the service is something you have to really consider. And you know, we know in our industry, there are a very few businesses out there that will over-recommend services. And we're all aware of that in the industry. We hate that as much as everybody else does. And that's given our industry a bad name, kind of a black eye over the years. But, you know, folks, if you're taking your vehicle to a shop that does a digital inspection, which means it's they're sharing the photographs they take, you get to see what they're looking at, and they're doing it consistently every time. That's what we've basically built our business on at Murphy's Auto Care. We do that every time, whether you're in Beaver Creek, whether you're in Centerville, it's the same consistent process. If that's happening wherever else you're going, you should have a very high level of confidence that the service that is being recommended is necessary, will be beneficial, and will save you money. That's the point of that. So I thought filters was a great place to start and talk about that. So I'm going to move right along today. We started kind of a new feature on the show a couple of weeks ago. And one of our sponsors is BG Products, a tremendous company, been around for years. Their forte is they produce the very highest quality automotive service chemicals, fluids, lubricants, and so forth to keep vehicles highly maintained and operating at their best. So we have used BG Products for years. We're very proud to say that. They've been an incredible partner in our business and in other shops around the Miami Valley as well. If you're interested in learning more about BG Products, you can either call us at Murphy's Auto Care. Any one of our folks at the front will be happy to answer your questions and talk about that. Or you can also just go to bgprod.com and learn a little bit more about it. You can also find there a service provider that offers their products. So this week in the BG Spotlight, I want to talk about engine coolant, a lot of times referred to as antifreeze over the years. And I don't want to confuse coolant with refrigerant. In the industry, we call it refrigerant. Many, many consumers, motorists call that coolant as well because they associate it with cooling the car from where their perspective is inside the cabin. We're talking about the engine's antifreeze, okay? This is a critical, critical fluid. And it's a fluid that needs to be serviced, even though your car may say it has long life, permanent antifreeze in it. We know from our experience that is not accurate. That will not work in most vehicles, for it doesn't last forever. It doesn't last for 10 years. It needs to be serviced. And it's because the coolant is glycol-based and the additive packages that are in it will eventually over time through heat cycles and cooling cycles will deteriorate. So that's why we recommend every 30,000 miles or 2 years, the coolant for the engine be replaced. And there's no better way to do it than with a BG coolant transfusion or exchange service. The process real quickly I just want to share with you is this, okay? First of all, we're not opening the system in a way that this causes any disassembly. So there shouldn't be any more new leaks or anything like that occur from it. The other thing we do is we add a cleaner, first of all, to make sure we move any deposits out of that, get picked up in it. And all the while, the machine or equipment that we use, is the transfusion machine, is actually creating a vacuum, pulling everything out of this vehicle. So we clean it first, attach the equipment to it, remove the old antifreeze as it comes out or coolant. And then at the same time as that's being removed, it's pulling in the new 50-50 mix of antifreeze. It's the best way to protect your car. And as we move into the fall right now and then into the winter, that is something that you absolutely want to make certain is correct in your vehicle. So check us out. Give us a call this week at Murphy's Auto Care at either location, or best yet, just go online to murphysautocare.com. Hit schedule, choose your location, Beaver Creek or Centerville, and we'll get you in and talk to you about it. All right, stick with us. I got to run to a quick break. We'll be right back with a lot more of Auto Talk. Hang on.
This is an Ask the Expert weekend on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. This is an Ask the Expert weekend on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Counting down 3, 2, 1. Section 4 of Auto Talk, September 11. And welcome back, everyone. I'm Dave Murphy, your host of Auto Talk, right here this afternoon on WHIO's Ask the Expert weekend. So glad you're with us. If you have been hanging in here with us, we sure appreciate it. We're just wrapping up our BG Spotlight product. So I hope you caught that. If you missed any of it and you want to hear that, or you want to hear the first half of the show, remember, all of this programming is on a podcast here on WHIO. You'll be able to catch it shortly after the show is finished today, so you can listen to it at your leisure. You also can pick it up by going to Murphy's Auto Care and hitting our blog tab. You'll find it there as well. And you'll find a whole lot more about the automotive service business at our site, murphysautocare.com. So be sure to check that out as well. Oh, by the way, we have a very active Facebook page as well as Instagram. And so if you're hanging out there and that's one of the places you go as well, and you haven't found us as one of your favorites, we sure would appreciate it if you would. And you'll be able to catch up and know or be in the know with what's going on at Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek and in Centerville, and get to know some of our staff as well. So join us there as well. We sure appreciate it. As I said, we were just wrapping up the BG Spotlight. I real briefly want to say thanks again to the rest of our sponsors here on Auto Talk. Of course, BG is one of our sponsors on Auto Talk. Also, KOI Auto Parts. And I was talking briefly in the show a little earlier about the quality of parts that we recommend when we're servicing our customers' vehicles. And we specifically buy our parts from KOI Auto Parts because of the quality. You know, we have a warranty at Murphy's Auto Care when we service your vehicles that is for 3 years or 36,000 miles. No questions asked. So whether it's a tune-up, if that really applies anymore, but maintenance, brakes, shocks and struts, regardless, a repair, a maintenance, whatever it is, we cover that and we stand behind it. So we're going to make darn sure we're buying the really best parts we can get. And we do that from KOI. And they're a sponsor each and every week right here of Auto Talk. We want to say thank you to them. I also want to thank the Goodwill Auto Auction. We've had a tremendous relationship with them. It's at goodwilldaytonauto.com if you would like to check out more about that. The most important point here is they are a tremendous sponsor of Auto Talk each and every Saturday. And we love working with them and helping spread the message about how important it is to donate vehicles that you no longer want, vehicles you're not using. And maybe they don't run. Maybe they have some kind of damage. If you're not going to keep that vehicle and you just don't know what to do with it, please consider donating it to the Goodwill Auto Auction in Dayton. It's very simple. Like I said, you can go to goodwilldaytonauto.com, click the donate button, follow the simple steps, or even easier, you can just call 228-AUTO, that's 228-2886, to donate any vehicle you have. Of course, if you're interested in looking for vehicles, check out their website as well and go to the Purchase tab. And again, that's at goodwilldaytonauto.com. Thank you, Goodwill and Easter Seals Miami Valley, for sponsoring Auto Talk each and every week. We also want to say thank you to Mike's Car Wash. Mike's Car Wash, 4 great locations around the Miami Valley. You can check them out at mikescarwash.com. Most of all, check us out every Wednesday if you'd like to get a free Mike's Ultimate Wash at Murphy's Auto Care. Any cars serviced on Wednesdays at Murphy's Auto Care, get and receive a free Mike's Car Wash. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you to all of our listeners. We appreciate you being here with us each and every Saturday. And on this very, very special Saturday's date for our country, I want to ask you to all just take a moment and stop and think about our freedom and think about what happened 20 years ago in this country. I know we certainly are, and our families, and we're so thankful for this country that we live in. It's the only place in the world like it. So everyone, have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Stay out there in your cars. Go see America. And most of all, tune in next week. We'll be here live again on Auto Talk on AM 1290. Have a great weekend. Bye now.
This is an Ask the Expert weekend on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.